comes
from. That's right. Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Well, I know you're a good cook, Hattie. And did you ever cook a dessert that was like a pie without a crust? It had a crust on the top and one on the bottom. The whole thing was maybe about an inch thick. And did you ever have a kind of pie that didn't have a crust on it?
No. I don't ever put mine at the bottom. I always put a crust on top.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the crust at the bottom unless it's apple pie, you know, in one of these little pan pies.
Mm-hmm.
I like the top of it. But if you're going to make a cobbler, I just put the crust. I made a good old cobbler up Miss Reed's today.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and I just put, Miss Reed used to cook them. And she'd have so many dumplings in them, and they'd be so dry. She said, I just can't make no pie. She said, how do you eat that? I said, Miss Reed, I just can't eat this kind of pie. Too many dumplings in it. I said, I don't put no dumplings in my pie at all. We used to. Charlie liked dumplings, but when the children were growing up, they said, Mom, they take out every one of them dumplings. Said they didn't want them old livers and lights. They was little, that's what they would call. And so Charlie, he liked them, so I just went to cook, putting the top crust on them and cooking some extra biscuits. And I told him, I said, now, them extra biscuits, you can eat them. You know,
yeah.
If you want some dumplings, put them in that juice instead. I said, because I don't like the dumplings, and the four children don't like them. That's one of you. I said, there's more of us to eat it, and there's you one, and you just eat some extra biscuits in there.
Well, that was a good idea.
Yeah, it was.
They
would just throw them, they wouldn't eat them. They just put them on the edge of the place. They didn't want them more livers and lights. That's what they call.
Sounds like something. Do you ever nibble at food in between your main meals?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what do you just call it, snacks?
Uh-huh, just tasting it. Taste, see how it tastes. Yeah, that's what I do.
I can't cook anything without tasting it.
You can't. You got to taste, see, enough salt or season anything in it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, you sure can.
Okay, now we're going to talk about breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You might say 7 o'clock was when I... talking about eating breakfast.
That's right.
So you might say, this morning at 7 o'clock I got up and first thing I did was go in there and
put on some bacon, fry some eggs, and pick some coffee.
All right, and if somebody asked you to sit down and eat with them, you might say, no thank you, I have already
eat.
Hey.
Don't want to faint. I don't eat. That's right.
what is that hot liquid that you have for breakfast every morning?
Hot liquid. Is it cocoa?
Cocoa or one that you put in a pot and percolate?
A coffee?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, coffee. Some folks have hot cocoa and stuff.
Did y'all drink a lot of coffee here?
I don't drink the coffee, period.
You don't?
No. Every once in a while when it's real cold some mornings, I drank a little coffee a week. I used to drink it, and I used to kind of have tests of heart trouble. That's when Dr. Thomas was living. He told me to quit drinking coffee, so I just quit.
Hmm.
And I don't drink no coffee hardly.
Well,
and when I drank it, I was drinking it for the sugars in it. I wouldn't have it without that sugar. And I told Miss, white folks drink coffee. For the good it is in it. I said, the color folks drink it for the sugars in it. I said, oh, that's what I drank it for. Yes, sir. That's what I drank it for.
Oh, well, if had company that came in, and maybe it was early in the morning, and you didn't have any coffee made,